What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
I forget who it was, but he was like, "When hurricane season ends, the hurricane season ends." I said, "Boy, he ain't fucking lying." Yeah. You get on the other side of this shit, it's the same old song, man.
But the crazy part is, right? Our expectations are so high, right? Because we old school Canes, like we know what right. It is, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like you could just see the differences in the fan base. The older school games, it's like, oh man, again, like, come on, man. The newer are like, hey man, we win 9 games, man, we win 10, hey, we good, like we still on the upper trajectory. And it's like, I hear you, but it's like, man, it ain't, y'all don't get it. Like, yeah. I saw 2 championships growing up, like physically, right, when right. I physically understood the game of football, I saw the 91 championship and the 2001 championship because I was old enough to understand it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't count the first one in 83. I was 1 year old. I don't know, ain't know nothing about football. You know what I'm saying? Right, so it's right. like, I get it, but I also look at it into this perspective. For the last 25 years, we have been god awful to our standards of what we know what Canes football is supposed to be. So it's like,
you can't lower the standard.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't lower, you can't the, standard, lower the standard. But until people realize, like, well, I've come to the realization, we're never going to be back pre, you know what I'm saying? Like the Coker, pre-Coker. It's never going to be that again, right? Because college football has changed so much. Now it's like kind of like an even playing field because of NIL and all that. Without NIL, I think Mario would have a number one class like every year. I think he would bring the best of the best talent, and I think that we would be way more dominant than, you know what I'm saying, what the things that we've done. I don't think Georgia Tech, Virginia, I don't think those teams would even be a factor if it wasn't a transfer portal and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, man, he needs to correct some things, but also I'm not firing him. The haters, the Mario haters want to fire him just because they don't like him. They've never liked him.
Yeah, that's just me. Like, it's because they love Manny. Yeah. Hey, they got a weird man crush on Manny.
Listen, matter of fact, after the Louisville game, I realized, and this was a word that I got, I realized that the powers that be, they don't really care. They like, man, listen, as long as Mario got the program looking good. They winning 10 games. Ain't nobody getting arrested, getting in trouble. The players graduating. They bringing in major money. They don't care. They like, man, well, we don't care. Like it.
And that's on him to care. You know at what the I'm end saying? Of the day, and I think he does.
At the end of the day, they still looking at it as Miami not being a football school. They still looking at it as Miami is academics and we doing this and this and that. They don't care, you know what I'm saying? But Mario care, but Mario know he can't, he can only do but so much. They giving him everything he wants, you know what I'm saying? They gonna give him all the money in the world, but they not pushing the envelope like a SEC school will push the envelope, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see Texas Tech, they went all out. They say, listen, we finna empty the plate. We empty in the checkbook. It don't matter. Just go get whatever you need. We'll do our job. Yeah. Y'all do your job. You know what I'm saying?
Mario, it, right?
Do your job, but just remember, you know what I'm saying? And then the fire Mario is the dumbest thing in the world because Mario's one of them. You know what I'm saying? Why would they fire their brother?
I don't even acknowledge that anymore because I'm like, bro. That's their guy. Like he's the reason they got all the money and all that other type of stuff. So like they're not going to fire him. They're gonna let's just say it goes on the Mike Norvell trajectory, right? Next year we win the ACC, right? Then the year after that we go 3-9, and then the year after that it look how it look. They're not going to fire him, but they're going to be like, hey, man, look, if this don't get no better, man, we're going to allow you to resign. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going to let you go. But if he was to win the ACC championship next year, bro, that's another 10 years guaranteed, bro. Let's just be honest.
Well, okay, hold on. We hit the ground running. All right. This all like this one. Welcome to 26 Degrees. That's the intro. We don't hit the ground running. We just going to get into it and talk about it, man. We're going to go back over to SMU game. I don't know if I'm going to walk it through quarter by quarter like I've done the last couple of games. I got it written down so I can. We'll kind of see how the emotions flow, man. It's an emotional L, you know, especially with the opportunity that was placed in front of us. We still had a great shot to pull something off as a team this year. Georgia Tech lost, so it was just like, and I told everybody, Georgia Tech's not going to go undefeated. They're not that good. I promise you they're not that good. And Virginia's going to lose again. Louisville's probably going to lose again.
Nobody in this conference is that good, and that's including Miami. We looking at it like, why? Got the 1 year when everybody is not that good. We are better than everybody in this conference, and we just can't win the damn
round. They're not pulling it together, right. That's crazy. That's why I feel. Like, you know, to some of the points you made earlier, X, I don't see a deficiency. Like, when you're talking about, you know, maybe pushing the envelope to the next level, it ain't a problem right now. Everything's better, right? This is like Rick, right? This is Rick 2.0. Rick came in, he made it better, but he plateaued, and what was his problem? Stubbornness, right? He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to get rid of his son. Rick said, hey, these plays work. You know, he was like, I ain't changing nothing. But he took the gentleman route and said, I retire. You know, I won't even charge y'all the bread. It's love. You know, you my school. I'm going to let y'all keep that. And y'all keep building this thing, right? They kind of fumbled a little bit, went cheap, and went with Manny instead of, which I kind of get why they did it at the time. I don't think it was all cheap. I think it was ignorance. I think the AB is, like, too dumb to know at the time. Like, yo, fam, typically, if it ain't working, you kind of want to blow it all up. You know what I'm saying? You only want to keep somebody if y'all like on fire, like we kept Coke. It made sense at the time. It's like, oh no, this thing is humming. So don't change too much. But if it's not working, you don't hire from within that staff. That's not what you want to do. Anyway, so now here we are. And it's better. It's better than what Rick left, right? And it's a better trajectory in general. You know, like you mentioned earlier with the younger fans. But like you said, my standard is always going to be Nat. And I feel like that's laid in front of us. So what's the problem? Do y'all see a talent deficiency on this roster?
Not at all.
No, I don't see none. I don't see no
talent. And I'm going to keep it a buck because I was, you know, I spoke with some players, man, and they were like, man, a lot of the players are blaming themselves. You know what I'm saying? They not putting blames on the coaches. Obviously, I speak to all of them. I know some of them got some things to say about the coaches, but I know looking at this team, man, I'm like, it's crazy because I'm like, if I'm looking from heads from top to bottom, man, I just don't see anybody in the ACC better than us. Like, the only position in the ACC I think somebody has that's better than us might be North Carolina State with C.J. Bailey and Duke with their quarterback. Other than that, I'm looking at every other position in our conference and saying it's nobody else who got a better position than us.
Right.
I'm talking about from running back to offensive line.
Yeah.
Tight end. Receivers, D-line, linebackers.
Maybe tight end. But I don't even know who the better tight end is.
I've seen ACC teams. Ain't nobody got no outstanding.
Yeah, nobody stands out to me. But
yeah, nobody got no outstanding. But, I mean, we just ain't using ours. That's the crazy part. But other than that, even if I don't see no other team that just saying, oh, yeah, we got a way better tight end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last year, the problem was what? Our secondary was horrible. I'm looking at our secondary like, I don't think anybody's secondary is better than us. Even though SMU put, I forgot how many yards they put up, like 300-some yards. But those aren't, okay, man, 300 yards where you say, yeah, that secondary's bad. You know what I'm saying? That was 300 yards where, man, this quarterback was just running around. And I, right. and I told everybody, I said,
yeah, all they did was throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, all they did had, was
throw. Negative something yards rushing.
Until we got to overtime, yeah. Yeah. It was like negative six or something like that.
I just think the problem with us is coaching. And like I said at the beginning of the year, man, it's on the coaches. I feel like the players are there. There's no way we should lose the game. It's the coaching.
I couldn't agree more.
But see, this is where I'm gonna push back, right? Yes, the coaches is to blame for some of the things, but like again, the coaches didn't throw four picks against Louisville.
He did. Right?
The coaches didn't get a 15-yard personal foul penalty on 4th and 9 when Lightfoot hit the quarterback.
Right.
Right. He didn't do that.
Bad call.
Did it? Yeah, the bad call, right? What I'm saying. Yeah, it's a bad call. It is a bad, that's what I'm saying, but that's not on the coaches. It wasn't on the coaches when Marion got the, when they didn't call the pass interference on the DB on Marion. It wasn't the coaches when what's his name? Tump Malachi decided to block downfield when he didn't need to, right? When Ballman caught that pass and it would have been 1st and goal. He got that offensive pass interference.
Right, right.
We end up on that 4th and 1, we end up not getting it. That's not on the coaches. It wasn't on the coaches that JoJo Trader basically got pulled down, you know what I'm saying, in overtime when the play was to go to him. Now, it's on Beck that Beck made that decision to go to Tony. If he would have went to Trader, they probably would have pulled the flag and we would have seen that, okay, he got pulled down. They got to pull that. So –
I was listening to Dable saying these motherfuckers cheating on it. That's what I was listening to when y'all pulled up. Dable said these ref gambling too, bro. This shit crazy.
Yeah. So yes, do we have a coaching deficiency somewhere with some of the stuff they do? Yes. But bro, it's not all on the coaches, bro. That's why when people are like, yeah, we getting out coached. We didn't get out coached.
But D-Rob,
I'm gonna disagree, but go ahead.
At some point, you have to stop blaming the players because it's been Le'Veon said all the time, it's never been the talent problem at Miami. Mm-hmm. It's always been okay, but we getting out coached. And stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at, again, this team, I don't think this team is a team that's more talented than us in the ACC. And you could even say that for some other conferences. So what's the reason?
Okay.
SMU looked at that game and said, man, listen, you know how we going to outcoach this team? When we get on offense, we're going to hurry everything up, make sure their defense don't get set. That's coaching. That ain't players. That's coaching. On defense, they put what number that was. He was number 4, I think. They kept number 4 over the center the whole game. He kept blowing them up the whole game. That's coaching. That's coaching. That ain't on a player. The player got to go. He got to hike the ball regardless. So that ain't on him. He getting beat. Coach, can you help us out?
Yeah, we got to figure something out.
We got to double team this guy or get 52 out the game, something.
Right, something got to change.
If you don't put these players in certain predicaments, guess what? That game isn't even close.
Exactly, and this because is where
I'm sorry, one more thing, I forgot. Even when JoJo dropped the pass, like, like, come on, man, like that ain't coaching.
No player is gonna be perfect, right? We know that. Like, there's no perfect player. But this is where I got to go to coaching. This is 2025.
Yep.
Our defense is holding these teams to 20 points. You telling me in 2025, your defense holding teams to 20 and you can't win the football game? That's coaching.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to hang more points than we are. We lost 26-20. That's not enough points. You got to figure out how to score more than 20 points. And a lot of that, what I've seen is, okay, we love in penalties, right? I think we had 11 for about 96 that game. Eight was in the first half. Eight. So there was plenty of time to calm things down, and they did, right? But my problem is this. When I looked at the game, I just finished rewatching the game. We moved the ball methodically fairly well. Even with, you know, the complaints about running, you know, always running to the A gap or whatever, which I do agree. You know, me and D-Rob harp on it all the time. Like, got to get a little more creative with the run game. Yada, yada, right? We move methodically, but there's no explosion. And that's where we're failing as an offense. There's no explosion in that offense. Almost everything is about, you know, little bit, little bit, little bit, you know, 10-yard gain here and there, 15 maybe if we're feeling a little, you know, you've got to be able to scheme up some explosion into that offense, man, so that we can play the type of ball that they're playing later in games when we're up big, so that methodical method can you know, drain the clock. But the problem is you playing all this methodical, don't lose football when the game's tight. So it ain't going to take but a play anyways. If it's 20-17 and we playing all super tight and then, okay, you got to punt it. Well, you just gave them an opportunity to win right there. So you can't play, I don't want to lose football. And that's what I think we play offensively. I think we play, I don't want to lose football, as opposed to let's go out there and kick somebody ass football.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one thing I want to say about the offense is, like you say, it's no explosiveness. No big play. And what's the reason? Because the offense is so predictable. They know when we finna run. They know when we finna pass.
Exactly.
I mean, God damn.
And that's why you see the slowdown. Every time.
That ain't all the players. If they know exactly what we finna do, they these niggas finna run.
Because every year around this time, I heard somebody bring it up. I don't have the stats in front of me. But basically, our point production always drops off right here. It always drops. Big time. 10, 15 points. You can't start losing 10. You know why they keep losing 10 to 15 points, 20 points a game? They know what you're doing. You know, that's why I'd be like, people talking about, oh, we saving. Man, don't. What you saving plays for when the more plays you run, the harder you are to figure out. I don't know what bag they going into, coach. They run 59 plays. But when you run 14 plays, it's technical, right? I remember that 4 plays on the screen. Shit, I got a 25% chance of picking the right one. Hell, even better if I know you need to pass right here. And that's where the issue, you know, late lies is there's not enough creativity that's going to allow some of this explosiveness. That's going to take away the fact that these teams, we've seen it. It started with Florida State, right? And then it's just kept going. These teams are so convinced, so confident that they just sell out on our run plays, and we're not exposing that. They like, hey, they running it right here to the A gap. 9 people fall in right here. I want 9 guys. I mean, that's hard odds to beat. And I listened to Shannon Dawson Presser, and he said, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our big guys. And I'm like, well, that's when maybe we failed a little bit, because I do think last year's O-line got a little more push than this one. I still think it's a good O-line, but it's not a great rushing O-line. I think it's a great a great pass protection O-line. Run blocking, I think they're good, not necessarily great. And we knew SMU was good at short yardage, right? I heard the coach say it, broadcaster said it, get in the game. He even said in his presser, I just trust our guys. So, you know, I could have called something different. I'm like, call something different. Just call something different. Just so they don't know. It can't be an arrogant, we just going to whoop you every time. You can't be that. Everybody wants to knock Miami head off. We was their homecoming game, bro. We was their homecoming game. The city lit. Everybody pulling up. Stadium packed out. 34,000 deep, whatever they can pack in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, Canes showed out. Shout out to the Canes. You know, I saw y'all on TV, man. The orange and green was out there. You know, y'all did y'all thing and rep. The brand is national, but I know a lot of people traveled for that game, man. Salute to y'all. That was the game I really wanted to go to. I'm so glad I did. I'd have been banging my head against one of the brick walls out there. Like, But yeah, ultimately, I think it's 2025, man. You gotta be able to score more than 20. You couldn't have told none of us at the beginning of the season, hey, look, our defense is gonna hold teams to 22 points a game, and we're gonna lose four games. You'll look at me like you'll look crazy, huh? Nah, we ain't gonna lose, man. Come on, man. We're gonna hold them down. I don't know that's our actual average. I'm just going by these last few losses. And so therefore, that's when I gotta look at. And let's call him to the podium. Let's call him to the pulpit. Where is Shannon Dawson's impressive seasons offensively? Last year. Anybody got another one?
My thing with Dawson is, like, I know Dawson got plays. I know he got plays. And that's why I'm pissed. I'm not pissed like everybody else saying, oh, they won fire. He's a horrible offensive coordinator. No, I think Dawson has some plays. I'm just saying, why aren't you using the damn plays? I know it.
But so, in your opinion, is he being micromanaged, shackled?
No, it's man, people keep screaming Mario micromanaging him.
Which I don't believe.
Mario making him run these plays. Listen, man, Dawson has a 90%. He has 90%
control, autonomy.
Control. Yeah, to call what he want to call. You know what I'm saying?
Which is what we asked Mario to do, right? We asked Mario to CEO of this thing.
And that's stupid because Mario is an offensive lineman. Mario don't know nothing about running no damn plays. Mario know about pushing people, beating people up, and stuff like that. You think he going to call some damn plays?
Right. Which seriously. I don't think that's what we want, but we wanted him because, you know, that was the thing. People said, which I think he's changed. I give him all the credit in the world for changing that he would, like, shackle. Remember they say he was going to shackle Cam, right? Oh, man, again, he going to – Cam went crazy, number one pick in the draft, threw the ball all over the yard. So that told me he ain't shackling nothing.
He's not, man. Listen, Beck is getting paid about $3.5, $3.6 million. You think he's shackling somebody who's getting paid that much money?
So then that tells me Dawson's stepping on his own feet.
Dawson is stepping on his own feet. I don't – listen – at the end of the day, when I was watching that game Saturday, man, I was in my head. I say it's something going on with Dawson. I don't think Dawson trusts his back that much because I'm looking at it like, okay, so why the plays that even the plays that Cam had, even the plays that TVD had, like TVD threw the ball that year. He at least threw the ball a lot down the field.
He damn sure threw
it. Don't look like that. Threw the ball down the field. It like that just saying. I'm going to throw a 10-yard pass. I'm going to throw a little 8-yard pass and maybe let our playmakers just do their thing. I'm like, well, damn, what happened to the passes down the field? You know what I'm saying? I know y'all remember them, the Jacoby George passes and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You like, well, damn, where them passes at?
Even the Royal, like, and I know Lofton's not a Royal, but he's got some ability to stretch it somewhere. He still could be a mismatch on a linebacker because he's got enough wiggle and speed that you don't necessarily want to line him up with a linebacker on some of these plays, man. I agree. Yeah, where are those shots at? And that's where, you know, it's interesting you bring up a good interesting perspective that I didn't consider before was him, which I kind of did when I heard the presser. It's like, brother, why are you second guessing yourself so much? Like, you know, open it up. It's late in the year. What's going to be the complaint? You know, and when you saw like the y'all, I know everybody saw the Mario and Dawson sideline interchange. Mario seemed cool. He patting him on the shoulder. Dawson kind of, you know, fussing whatever. I think it was after the fourth and one didn't go.
Yeah, he was upset because the running back didn't hit the hole.
Didn't hit the hole properly, right?
Yeah, it didn't have nothing to do with him and Mario getting into it. People, I mean, but we know you take that picture and you go look at it like, oh boy, the coach and I was going to fight. I mean, that's just logic, but nah, it had nothing to do with that. It was just they both was upset. That the running back didn't hit the right hole. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, that was on
the D-Rod. Let's try something different. You know what I'm saying? Let's try something different. Let's try something different. Like the touchdown play to Ballman. Just a simple little, hey man, look, let's pile it up, jumbo package, throw a little something, little easy, dropping the bucket right over the top for your tight end.
Mm-hmm. D-Rod, listen, D-Rod posted, that was you who posted the play.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I was like, what the hell happened to Dawson's playbook from Texas A&M? Because I was like,
maybe best
call games ever.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, he called a ball game. One play during that game yet.
So then to me, brother, okay, so we taking Mario out of the equation. It's not Mario shackling him. It's him shackling him. And if you're shackling yourself, then, brother, you got to get out of the way. This is a championship team. This is a team that could win this whole thing this year. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I'm not saying that, like, because last year I told y'all, I could tell you quick, yeah, this defense adds, you know, and it only got worse. Like, hey, man, we can't win no title with this year. Cam can only take us so far. We might have had a little fun if we made the playoffs, but ultimately you got to play some defense. But this year, man, look at the NFL talent we got on our team. Look at the defense, especially. All right, they ain't gonna be a first rounder. Metador get picked up somewhere probably in the fourth to seventh, right?
Mm-hmm. Blade gonna get picked up.
Blade will get picked up, may not early.
I don't think he's leaving this year. He can't. He's got one more year. He still got one more year.
Oh wow.
Okay, I thought Blade was coming. Okay, Keontae Scott. Keontae Scott probably playing his way up.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Like he's playing outstanding.
Keontae Scott and Jacoby Thomas, they both.
Jacoby Thomas, another guy that he's probably not gonna go super high, but I believe Jacoby Thomas will be drafted as well. All right, and then your secondary, our corners, hell, I think all our corners will.
They all coming back though.
But I'm just saying, I'm saying, look at the NFL talent. Now let's go to the offensive side. All right, on that offensive line, Miles Noah still being spoken of as a first rounder. Let's say he slipped to the second. He's still the NFL tackle, right? Bell, he's still NFL. I ain't saying he's going first round, NFL. All right, center, hell no.
Cooper.
Coop, can his play be a little up and down, but he'll get a shot for sure.
Coop gonna get drafted.
We'll see. I mean, he got the size. Running back.
McCoy will be back.
Bet gonna get drafted, not as early as he could have. You know, that's his own doing. And CJ Daniels will be drafted. CJ
Daniels will get drafted, yeah.
I mean, look how much I just named right there. That's too much NFL talent to be 6-2. And losing by 4 and 6 points when you can't generate 30 points. That's ridiculous. 30 points in modern college football, bro. So I mean, my thing is he's had his audition here. Dawson been here for a while. It's been okay. We, you know, TVD did do a lot of bad stuff, right? We saw that. TVD just, you know, including walking out there like a dummy to be the team captain when you don't even play. You shouldn't have let them even play with you like that. I'm like, I'm not going to go on that bullshit. It's in Hill, Zion. I'm like, y'all don't play. I'm not going out there, Cole. Come on, man. Like, that's embarrassing to me. I don't even play. And you sending me out there to be the team captain this week. Like, get out of here. You know, but I think the jury is out on him. I don't think the creativity is there. I think the talent is there. And I think that's what Mario's done a good job of, is talent acquisition to put him in a position to look at least pretty good. At least pretty good. Like, you know, we worried about, oh, somebody going to snatch up Dawson. Everybody snatching up no Dawson, bro. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, if we cut Shannon Dawson right now, and this is testament to why I think, if you got to look at the coaching, Shannon Dawson is not going to be scooped up immediately. He's not going to just like land. If we cut him right now, they ain't going to be chopping at the bit like, hey, we got to get somebody.
No, he's already had head coaching interviews and failed. So that's why when people be like, "Oh man, somebody gonna get who?" The only thing I think, and that's if Dawson, if he did have a good season this year, I think the NFL probably would have said, "Hey man, come on, come work with one of your quarterbacks." You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But
you be cool.
That ain't even looking like it's promising right now. So it's like,
no, it's not.
We got Dawson.
And so I feel like that's the change that needs to happen. Like Mario's done a good job adapting every deficiency we've had. He's adapting. So I want to see if he's ready to make that next move. And I think, you know, hey, like I said, he had his years here. He had a chance to prove himself. You know, and you know, Mario come from that saving tree. He'd like to try and get him a gig first. But I'm telling you right now, I don't want to see him back next year. That's just I think it's time to get young and fly, dog. Like we gotta get somebody that's you know, crafting up some stuff, man.
I'm not opposed to him getting let go. I'm not opposed to him staying because, like I said, I think if Dawson really just – if he just get out his own way, man, and call the plays that he has in his playbook, I think he'll do a good job. I just think – I don't know why he's not doing it.
Right.
It's strange to me.
When
you got toys, man, you kind of want to show off your toys. You know? Right. You want to show off your new stuff, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and that's why I'm at this point. I'm like, man, this was we're pinned, like D-Rod said earlier, right? Like the full pitch, right? They ain't coaching. No, it's not. That was Carson. I pinned at least three of those picks on him, and they were horrible passes to me. I hated them passes when they went up. I've been criticizing them for throwing off his back foot. You know, he's not even set good. And you know, blowing those opportunities, right? And giving the opportunity to the other team. But after that, you know, he played a pretty solid game this game, right? Pretty good. One pick was horrible at the end, but for several reasons. We'll get into it a little bit. We can run through the game in detail. For several reasons, it was bad. But when are you drawing up these points we got to get? We can't keep trying to claw our way out of games and win 24-20. It's just not smart, right? I mean, so Dawson, that's his job. Mario going to sit there and tell you it's on them, right? Which all coaches going to do. And he right. It started at the top. So, hey, top dude, your OC, it's time to part ways. That's all. That's all, man. Ain't no hard feelings. It just, you know, if we go with what X saying, he got the plays. Well, he's scared to call. I can't have nobody gunshot. I need somebody ready to let the yapper go. Let that thing just go, man. Just go. Where is our? We need our Joe Brady, man. We need that young, innovative mind that's just ready to get fly, man. Like I ain't thinking about. I want to hurt him because the defense gonna hold up. We got the defense to hold up. I ain't worrying about this defense. Heatherman been doing a hell of a job. He's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
So where is my offensive coordinator drawing me up? Give me 28 at least. 28. Anything
less than 30. You're a power five team, man. You got to give me 35 every game.
Give me 35.
I need 35. It's 35 points. You got a 6-year veteran quarterback. He's supposed to give you at least 3 touchdowns. You got the running game that you got. Yeah, that's another. Come on, man. You gotta give me 35 a game.
I'm with you.
Ain't no way. Like all this 20 points. What the hell are we doing? Like, but again, like I said, I don't know why.
I love. You want to be physical, cool, but. Physical ain't getting no points on the board. Like you ain't doing that. Like you ain't. It ain't finesse. Like you said, man, we need to get fly, man. We need. Yeah. But we need to see. Hey, well, we need to see man, diamond wide receiver, like diamonds on both sides as far wide receiver stacks. Man, we need to see something crazy like we ain't never seen before. We'll be like, hold on, man, what is this? What we running? I think Dawson has those type of plays. He's just not calling them. Like I said, we've seen like the little diamond thing before. I want to say, oh, Duke last year when Jacoby George scored on that touchdown. We ran like a diamond formation on one side. And Jacoby, he did like a little post and end up scoring. So it's like we got the plays in that play. Even, we didn't see that play.
Even look at so I looked at some Louisville highlights from last year, and I was looking at some of the run plays. I was like, well, damn, we ain't running them run plays yet. I ain't seen none of them run plays this season yet. I don't know. Maybe that's because of the way Martinez ran the ball, probably. I don't know. But I'm like, it's certain plays. I'm like, well, I just don't see it anymore. And I'm like, well, what the hell are you doing, Dawson? Because you would think if I have a high success rate on plays that I run, I'm going to keep running them until somebody figure it out.
And that's kind of the problem, too, though, because that's what they'll tell you about, like, the short runs. Like, you know, hitting the A-gap. Oh, we hit it at X amount, whatever, X percentage. I'm like, okay, cool. But it's always cool. The defense never supposed to just know what you do. If they just know what the hell you're doing, advantage defense. Right? They know exactly what you're doing. You got to have some wrinkles, you know, to where it's a little confusing at least. It can't just be like, oh, this is that play, y'all. Hey, everybody go over there. Ball going down. Like, it can't be that simple, man.
Yeah, we got to stop running the goddamn wide receiver screens. It's not right.
Oh, my Lord.
They done figured it out.
Lining up behind the line, bro. It going to 10. See where the two other wide receivers stacked over there. They about to throw it to 10. They crash down. You know what I'm saying? 10 knife, but, you know, hey. The blocking at the wide receivers ain't okay, you know.
How much can you block if they said, "Man, listen, T getting this ball behind the line of scrimmage. As soon as they say, right, everybody attack."
Right.
How much blocking can you do when they already in attack mode?
Remember a tech ball. If you call the play right, and they just blow up, right, get it up. That's what it looked like sometimes, bro. I'm like, man, you knew even look at him. Remember, you was little, he'd be like, man, quit looking at my controller. Hey, the defense is looking at our controller, bro, and see what play we calling.
I used to be in front of the TV like this to make sure nobody don't look at your play.
Beep. Yeah, real close, like, nah, man, you looking at my play, man. Yeah, that's what it feels like, man.
And I'm gonna tell you the crazy part is this is what teams are saying. Teams are like, yeah, we know exactly what they finna do. And I think the arrogance of Dawson probably got that part from Mario figuring that, okay, well, like he said, well, I trust my big guys up front. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, come on. Everybody trusts their big guys up front, but I mean, damn.
Right, you wouldn't line them up otherwise. But you think they're gonna get the quarterback hurt? Then you would be like, all right, don't put him in there. Like I said, there's trust, but trust them to hold up to make this play work too. That's all. Like, trust another play.
And that's the painful thing because Beck ain't even getting rushed to throw the ball. And I'm like, this nigga sitting out there just chilling.
He's not, bro. He's got all the time in the world on his hands.
Man, it's looking just like when TVD was just out there chilling. Like, I'm chilling.
Yeah, just less interception.
I'm just chilling.
I got me a little short hot boy. I don't know. I might save it for another week. We'll see. But bottom line is, I just think that you got to figure out some explosiveness. It doesn't mean, and that's the thing, like, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're explosive, you're not tough, or you can't grind it out, and you can't, like, look at Ohio State, right? I mean, that's a big, physical, NFL-packed team, right? They're going to run the football. They ain't going to just abandon the run, but they also have figured out how to draw up some explosive plays. And that's what we're just lacking. Because if you look at this game, the way we control this game, for the most part, and that's the other frustrating part. There's so much time where I'm like, we hold the ball too long, damn near, because again, we need to be playing extra possession game. They want us to have less possessions. That's what they want. That's their way to beat you. You need to be looking for, hey man, we want as many possessions. We want to run as many plays as possible because I know I got the dogs in the fight. If I put him out there, he leaving the box. I just got to give him those opportunities. I got to keep giving him those opportunities because eventually Malachi is going to make a play. You know what I'm saying? CJ Daniels is going to make a play. Hell, I like to see a little more, you know, Lyle make a play. But Fletcher's playing very well himself.
You know, well, you're going to have Lyle. You're going to have a whole bunch of Lyles this week.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of Lyles.
I hope we see a lot of everybody this week with this damn opponent. Now, this team is absolute garbage, so it really ain't too much to take away from this game.
Well, I was just speaking on because, you know, we got some players that's not going to play this week. Fletcher not going to play this week. CJ not going to play this week.
Well, Fletcher got banged up.
Yeah. He went out in the fourth quarter. That worried me big time because I was like, Fletcher's the one that's getting those yards.
Hold on, somebody. B-Rod, that's you? Oh, yeah.
that kind of worried me a little bit because I was like, man, Fletcher the one grinding it out, getting those tough yards. Then when he went out, I was like, oh, damn. How this going to work? And then you could see it. Even in overtime, when we got closer to the goal line, you see like, oh, yeah, Fletcher wasn't in the game. They were like, uh-oh. We probably had Brown or Lyle. One of those was in, but it was like, yeah, we not running this ball because Fletcher not in the game. So I knew it was going to be a pass. But, yeah, I don't think he played this week. You're going to see a lot of Lyles. CJ not playing this week, so, you know, you're going to see JoJo. Tony Johnson, and you're gonna see Marion. Well, we saying Marion anyway.
Yeah. Marion had a good game.
Defensively, who's out defensively? Somebody's out defensively.
Trying to think, I don't remember anybody getting hurt.
We might not see Mezador.
Okay.
Might not see Mezador. I think they probably hold him out this game.
I'd rest him.
It's somebody else.
Lightfoot looked good in that extra work he got this week.
Yeah. Lightfoot looked good. It's somebody I can't forget. I gotta remember another name, but yeah. But the good thing is, you know, we got dealt was it's not such a major drop off. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a drop off at all.
No, it's just a little drop off
at all.
I would say. I think it's a diamond punch. Like Mezador, you want to play that or something?
No, I'm gonna. My bad. I meant to mute it. I'm gonna post this clip. Y'all gonna see this other play and be like, "Yo, where the hell is that play?" Don't worry. I'm gonna post it here in a bit.
Listen, D-Rod, I don't even know if I want to see the play because I might call myself and say, "Listen, dog, you don't run this play Saturday, dog. We running you up out of Miami. Come on, man. What is you doing?" Like, but yeah.
So run the play or run the fade. That's it. Run the play or run the down.
You know
fade.
What? Hey, you know what?
As much as everybody wanna.
That's what I'm gonna put on the tweet. Hey, run this play or run the fade.
As much as everybody wanna get on, you know, JoJo, he had a bad drop that caused the interception that caused the team to go get a touchdown. But in the first quarter, JoJo was killing them. They had no answer for him. Even absolutely. On that play, nobody could stick him. And remember before the season, I kept saying, I don't know if it's somebody that could really cover JoJo because the way he ran his route so smooth.
Right.
Every time JoJo was running his route, nobody was – he was not being covered.
Yeah. You know, we'll run through the game. I'll do it kind of fast, you know, turbo's pace so we can kind of get through it a little quick. But started off first quarter, Marion returned about to the 35. Passed the ball around a little bit, and we weren't able to take that first possession. We ended up having to punt, move the ball for a little bit, but it didn't really get moving too much. That's them. You get it. They start running a little tempo. Then, you know, a couple of little mistakes on us, like Blade with the false start. He got chill with that jump across the line, especially covering the center. Like, and you don't want to see the ball better than anybody else. They, you know, he jumped cross on first and five, made it a second and five. They end up getting like a big pass play after that that put them in our territory. We was able to hold them, and they got that. They went for it on fourth and short. Tried to do like a little kind of like a little reverse handoff, I want to say, to RJ Maryland. Fumbled that. I think Bane might have recovered that one.
Yeah, Bane covered it, but our guy, Keontae Scott, I think he – no, was it Bane? No, Bane ain't covered. That was Keontae Scott who covered that.
Who covered? Okay, I can't remember who came up with it.
I'm thinking it was him. That was talking about the first fumble when they tried.
Yeah, to like on the early where they did the little handoff. I didn't write down who actually
was Scott. It was Scott or Jacoby Tyrell, one of those guys. Mm.
Oh, I know which one I'm thinking about, Bane. The one later on that they called.
They took back. Fucking, they took back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow, what a fucking call. Yeah, we take the so turnover there. Move the ball a little bit there, mixing up the pass and the run. QB sneak to get a first after like you know a couple little minor games. Offense still moving pretty well down the field, and Beck was able to hit JoJo for that touchdown. It was a second and six, and it was a 36-yard completion. Hell of a play by JoJo, like you said. Started off early, catches it smooth, and you know in and out of the route, catches it, and they you know he kind of got some guys on him a little bit, but he's keeping his balance. He's turning his legs, kind of ends up rolling over the dude and into the end zone for a touchdown. You know, and the whole, you know, we all the Canes said one thug kill joy. Like we've been waiting on this. And just getting to see him play, man, like it kind of reminded me of like how last year I was super high on the Arroyo just because of like how smooth he is on his routes. That's what I see with JoJo. I'm just like, man, he looks like he's gliding. Like he just out there on skates damn near, just running his routes, man. He looks so crisp and clean on him. So ball obviously goes back to them. They get a decent little return out to the 40, but the defense do their thing, man. Three and out real quick. Get the ball over, take it over like on the 18. Then, you know, here comes some of the penalties, 52 with a little snap infraction. That's like his third or fourth one for the year. I don't know why the center can't snap. Man, I wish S.J. Olafotuli was ready. Or, like I say, with all this cross training we got going on, like, hey, brother, if somebody else needs to get it in, because getting blown up a lot, too. You know, like, 52's getting blown off the ball a lot. And
damn, I ain't never seen somebody get beat that much. Like,
yeah, man, it's crazy.
Getting his ass beat to sleep. Coaching. I say
that's nah. Coaching.
You know the
game. Yeah, that's the beer ball. I'm be honest with you. That's probably the worst portal pickup we done had, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's actually playing for sure.
I'm like, yeah, why is he playing? Because we've had some worse than him. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's playing.
Tommy Kennedy. No one ever.
Tommy Kennedy.
Oh God,
was the worst.
No. Nobody ever topped that.
He was. But hey, the one thing I say about that, when I always tell people, they you know, people talk about Tommy Kennedy. Everybody wanted Tommy Kennedy. Texas, Oklahoma. Like he was coveted, Jack. Like he wasn't just a guy at that time. He was like the guy at that time.
To
Nesta. Boy got bullied by Nesta, man.
That nigga into the gate. I was like, yeah. What is he doing here, man?
He gotta go. That's funny as hell. Old Tommy Kennedy, boy. I hope he's doing it. I know he like probably own an enterprise or something right now. I know he own it. After that, after snapping fracture, we was able to, you know, get the ball still moving again. You know, and that was something else Dawson brought up. And he was right. I heard him in the press, and then when I did the rewatch, none of the like O-line infractions actually stopped our drives. I was like, you still want to see it cleaned up. And as I rewatched it, I was like, damn, he's right. Actually, every single time the O-line did something, that, you know, false start or whatever, we still converted for first down. So it didn't actually kill drives in this game. But nonetheless, it's just like you still can't have it as a habit. Like, either way, it's got to go away. Let's see where we go from there. Let's see. Don Beck. No, my bad. You got Fletcher run for first. Beck go to Fletcher again for a little 12 for first down. Put in a little Lyle action and a couple more, like just a couple more pickups by Beck. He ran for two. He tried to run a couple more times in the game. He pulled off one little option play, looked good. Other than that, I don't really be wanting to see Beck run, man. He ain't got it yet. He just ain't got the wheels for that. But it was positive yardage, so I can't be too mad at him. He was able to find JoJo again. A little more Lyle action. And that's when the pass interference came up that you was talking about, D-Rob. Where the he got the blocking a little too early on that play downfield and kind of X'd out a big play. Then they gave Mavi Noah a hole, and you know, that ended up being, I thought that was kind of a BS call too. It's like the dude kind of bull rushed him and he ended up under him. He kind of fell on top of him. I'm like, well, it's because he slipped down because of the way he came at him. So I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see that as a hole, but they call that one a hole. That ended up pushing us back real far too. Third and 33. And we was able to go out to my boy Nine, Elijah Lofton, for a little 9-yard gain just to get a little more space. Ended up punting it off. At this point, they get the ball back. Big pass to Brinson, Romello Brinson. You know, he did kind of his thing, man. He had a couple of drops too, though. Salute to bro. Nice game in general, but yeah, he's dropping the rock a little too much too. They say he lead the team with drops. He dropped one that would have been actually it would have been a first down, but because of that one, he ended up going for that field goal attempt, and then they got the delay of game and pushed it back even further. So then bro got the they end up punting because he kicked the field goal and hit the crossbar. He ain't got quite that much leg, so ended up forcing the punt. We take the ball over. That was Fletcher ran for about five after we got the ball there. So we set up in pretty decent position. But then that's when we hit JoJo. And, you know, it was kind of like a little over the shoulder. He kind of jumped to maybe secure the ball, adjust a little bit to it. And he just about had it. He just bobbled it. And in that bobble, it was on him because he should have secured it. I don't think he necessarily made a bad play. It went bad. You know what I mean? It just went bad. I wasn't necessarily upset at what he did there, but it ended up being a turnover. And then the SMU was able to take advantage of scoring the next play on like a busted coverage. It looked like, I think it was Jacoby Thomas, maybe. I can't remember exactly who it was, or Lucas, I'm going to say, one or two. They're supposed to be playing like a deep third, and they just didn't keep falling back. So, bro was just sitting in the end zone.
Yeah, I think what happened was the safety had the deep third, and the cornerback was supposed to have the underneath route. It's either the cornerback or the linebacker missed their assignment. Somebody missed their assignment on that route, because even when they were scoring, you see Torrey, the linebacker, he looking back at the corner like, "What you doing?" Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those guys missed their assignment, which allowed them to, you know, be wide open.
Yeah, he's wide open, bro. He's just sitting in there. You know, that's the other thing too. Like, frustrating about this game is no shade to Jennings. But bro just throw a lot of just punts. And I'm like, man, if y'all don't get one of these damn dunks out the air that he just lobbing up in the air, I think we missed a lot of opportunities there where, like, I'm not blaming the defense, but they could have made some plays to put it away. I just thought that there were he throws a ball that I believe is fairly easy to intercept, and he's hampered too. You know, we ain't play 100% Kevin Jennings. You know, bro out there on the bad wheel. Salute to him. I mean, I love him as a college player. He really doing his thing out there, man. And keeping TBD on that bench. Is he an analyst yet? Like, what? I don't know. What big grown ass out there to FMU for? De'Aaron King already on sideline. I don't know what he out there for. Ryan Rangoni, all them Texas boys went back home.
Yeah, man.
Posting on
that. You know, I mean, like I said, man, I ain't mind losing the Rhett, man. Like, I'm a big fan of Rhett. I wish, like, yeah.
Fuck Rhett.
Yeah. because he got nothing to get. Like, he was here. He's a part of staff. He brought those guys. He brought in De'Aaron King. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew him. He knew the Rangoon. So I get why all of them there. You know what I'm saying? I get it, but come on, Romelo doing a little too much, bro. Like nobody kicked you off. Nobody kicked you off the team. You didn't get pushed out. Nobody told you you had to leave. You left on your own because you didn't know who the offensive coordinator was, which is fine. I have no problem with Romelo doing that. But nigga, don't be on here acting like you got you got pushed out or anything. Like, all the people who got pushed out, they're no longer there. You know what I'm saying?
To SMU, and I mentioned it before, I don't think a person that went to SMU, I don't think we didn't want, except TBD, but he didn't even go to them first. He went to Wisconsin first.
And then
Elijah and the D-lineman, you know, who is it?
Harrison Hunt.
Yeah, Harrison Hunt.
Jafari Harvey,
right.
Yeah.
Guys. I don't think it was like you got to go situation. I think they just saw clear path on the field, a staff they was familiar with or whatever. And so they made that move.
Another thing, right, is like he doing all that. Chris Johnson ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Like
Johnson ain't hardly playing.
Yeah. I get it, he ain't hardly play, but you got TVD smoking cigars. Nigga, what the fuck you smoking a cigar for?
Are you old enough?
But you can smoke them at 18. You can smoke them at 18. Old.
21 now.
Oh, it is? Oh, I ain't know
that. Yeah, yeah.
It was corny.
I know what you're saying. But, like, it's corny, especially for somebody like
it's corny. That's what it is. It's corny, bro. Man. Like, that shit corny. You ain't played, bro.
Leave that to the guys that's on the field. You should be embarrassed and be like, nah, I don't do all that because I don't even. I'm sitting here. I'm 26 years old, and I'm third string quarterback. I don't need to be, you know, putting on like that at all. But it is what it is. We get the ball back after that. For some reason, Marion fielded this ball that was going to go out, which messed up some field position. So that kind of set the drive up a little weird to begin with. But we're moving in a little bit. Beck hit Tony for like a quick 13 for a first. Start seeing a little bit of Marty Brown. He got a couple of runs, got a first down. Got a hold on Okunlola. Comes in on the play after that first. Made it first and 20. Then Shamar Brown ran for another 6, second and 14. Throw one to Bauman, incomplete, third and 14. False start I don't know why I said Okunlola, my bad. Cooper. False start on Cooper, third and 19. Then Beck got one batted down at the line, ended up having to punt it on that one. Still at this point, 7-7 game, but again, like all of this time is ticking away, and we've yet to just like hit another big strike play. Three and out for the defense right after that one. Take over the ball on the 34. Beck hits Tony again for like a little 3-yarder. You had Fletcher run for like another 4.
You in the second quarter? You in the second quarter right now?
Yeah. I forgot to announce. Yeah, second quarter. Yeah.
So as we get closer, I want to speed up. We get closer to halftime.
Yeah,
we get a big return by Malachi Tony, and we can't do nothing with it, Dawson.
That was Yeah. You right where I was about to jump to. Yeah, that's actually what we was just getting ready to get to. False start. That was the false start by Samson Okolola. We get a first down after that. Like you said, fast forward just a little bit. Defense get a stand after we punt it off to them. Then they get the stand. Defense stands again. Like you said, return to the 9. And the play sequence from there was back to him for incompletion. Beck then goes to Elijah Lofton, picks up 4, and then he goes back to Lofton in the end zone. But I ain't gonna lie, 29 cleanest clock for SMU, dislodged the rock. He was hurt on that play. He just got blindsided by it, knocked the ball loose, and again, like, gotta capitalize. I'm with you, Ash. Gotta capitalize right there. We end up taking 3, but that's just a perfect opportunity to get 7, man.
Perfect. I mean, Malachi gets down there, and we get, like you said, we get to the 9-yard line. You telling me we got 3 plays, and to be honest, it's 4-down territory, to be honest.
Well, I think the issue we had there, too, I agree, because it's a free play. It's 3 points, and I guess they want to take some points, but I would have lived with going for it 4 times and taking no points, because you had such a great opportunity in front of you, because you don't get many opportunities to get the ball spotted all the way down there at the damn 9. So I'm like, man, don't leave you down here without 7 points, bro. Get these 7. I felt the same way. I was like, I don't want to see no field goal, dog. Just go for it. You ain't got one more play. One more play to get us these 7 points, man. Which I guess that's what sucks about Beck not being mobile, because, man, if you just had, like, you know, even Jennings, that went on his score down there, you got a guy that can move around a little bit. But that takes the halftime, 10-7. That's when the third quarter, that's when they called the, was that the fumble? Yeah, that was the fumble called the incomplete pass, right? That was right out starting the third quarter. And it's just no way you could watch that play and say that was an incomplete, man. Like, what the hell? And the ACC, they so proud of themselves. Like, oh, we transparent. I'm like, y'all sound like 5 dummies right now.
5 idiots. The man, you see clearly his arm is being hit.
Exactly, bro.
You see clear as day his arm is being hit. And it didn't go on
until he got hit. That was, and again, that would have set us up in amazing field position. Is that they was all the way down on their side of the field. That fumble, that would put us like right within the 10 again. And then they go on through that drive and was able to end up scoring. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing, like, by momentum. And I don't like to get into refs, you know, how refs screw game, but you're screwing the game right there, but you can't take off them kind of. That's too good a play by the defense, by those kids, for you to just erase that play. That's just unjust. Let's see. I go after that one. So after they get they end up walking, you know, basically walking down the field after that particular drive. They can't throw. I mean, they can't run either, man. That was frustrating. But I still, it's kind of like what you said, X. I still didn't feel like the defense played a poor game, because they still was able to contain them and keep them from being, you know, from running it up on us, especially points wise. And we was able to like squeeze the field in certain positions once they got down there, to where they just couldn't have their way at that point. You know what I mean? good job by them to just keep things together and, you know, just hold it down. So, yeah, after they get, you know, they was able to move down the field. Jennings ran in for the six. We get the ball back, toss the rock around a little bit, hit 17 for nine. Fletcher again runs for a first down. Beck hit him again, hits Tony right after that. You get a little roughing on that, so that added added some extra yardage on that. Another big run by Fletcher there and sets us up, you know, all the way down there on the 18. Fletcher ends up running for like 16 yards. And then that was the play where I was talking about where he kind of just flicked it over the top to Bowman to get us in the end zone, you know, and it's out of those jumbo packages. And I'm like, why aren't we looking at those situations, those opportunities, instead of always running those to the A-gap on the 4-1? Because not only are those plays good first down plays, those plays can also be touchdown plays. Yeah. Because a lot of times it's not a lot of, you know, defenders back there with you. If a guy can shake one dude, he might really make something happen. Now, I don't know if Bowman got the wheels like that, but nonetheless, I just know he don't got the wheels like that. But nonetheless, I need that little bit of creativity sprinkled in more throughout the game. They get the ball, defense forces three and out. So, again, defense holding it down, man. Like, they doing their thing. Take over the ball on the 25. Beck moving the ball pretty good, passing around a little bit. Lyles get some action. And this is where we got into the situation where we ran it with Lyles a couple times. He got like 2 yard gain, 5 yard gain, and like another 2 yard gain. So now we're at the 4th and 1, and this is the one we went for. And it was a negative play. They blew it up. And again, y'all, your coaches themselves said that these guys are good in these situations. So that's why I just want you to get a little tricky. Yeah. Crazy. It's not, you do not have to go crazy, bro. Just do something a little bit different. And you know, turnover on downs right there. They get to push the ball a little bit. They move the ball fairly well, end up kicking a field goal like from the 43, tie the game up 17 apiece. And we kind of wrap the third with Beck hitting Tony for a couple yards for eight, for 2 yards and making the second eight. All right, fourth quarter. He hits Marion again, who's, like I said, had a nice game, 18-yard game. Fletcher runs for about seven, another run for like two, and go back in. We pull him out for a second, put Shamar Brown in, gets another first. And this is the drive where I'm thinking, okay, we can just go ahead and just put this shit up. Like, because we're moving the ball well at this point, and I'm like, all right, man, you had the ball the majority of the game. You are better than this team, but you got to capitalize. So a few more, you know, mixing a little bit, pass and run, no huge gains at that time. That was when Beck took the option for like seven, made it 2nd and 3. Then Lyle ran for like 2 and made it 3rd and 1. And then we lost 2 on another short yardage play. Again, this keeps haunting us where it's just a little too easy to tell what we're doing. Even though we switched the running back, we run the same play. So, and I think that's when Shannon was kind of spazzing a little bit because Shamar Brown took a negative right there. And he was saying he hit the wrong gap. Ended up settling for a field goal there, making it 20-17. SMU, you know, kind of tossing the rock down all the way to the red zone. And we was able to hold him to a field goal attempt. So, again, his opportunity to put this game away. We hold to a field goal attempt. They missed the field goal. It's 2017. So, ain't no way with, you know, I think it's about 6 minutes left at this point. This is when your methodical shit's finally supposed to pay off for you. But you got to punch it in. So we get turnover on downs in because of the missed field goal. Ran it, Fletcher ran for like five, was able to hit Tony for like another 7 foot first. End up going to Moore. I'm sorry. Beck ran for like three on like a little scramble. Fletcher for like two, make it a third and five. And that was the play where we ended up like trying to get the ball down the field. And he was scrambling, scramble drill. And 78 ended up being an ineligible player downfield. It took off a big pass that he made to Marion, which I get. I mean, he had just held the ball forever at that point. So after the replay of downs, false start by Bell made it third and 15, but still convert. That was the thing that Shannon was actually right about. The offensive line penalties weren't stopping the drive. They just made it trickier. That's when he hit Marion for 16, first to 10. Go to Fletcher, three. Then we go back to JoJo, but it was another one of them screens that we get a little irritated with. Lost the yard on that one. Then it was third and eight. And then it was the pass interference flag that they picked up where the dude was molesting Marion. Holy shit. Keelan Marion, two totally different sports and different eras. And that was the one where they called the hold on 61. Where I thought, like, yo, how did y'all come up with that? I was like, yeah, that was the bullshit play, bro. He was rushing them. He slips under him. He kind of loses his footing. And then he falls on top of him. I'm like, how's that a hold? And he didn't just, like, lay there on him either. He got up. So I'm like, where's the hold on this play? And fuck that. How are you picking up the flag for the pass interference? He's grabbing the shit out of him.
Yeah.
They pick that flag up. All right. That ends up being a punt. And then that's when, you know, we defense doing their job once again. And they call that roughing on Lightfoot, bailed him out. And I'm like, yo, I ain't that guy, like, going with the refs on like, oh, that was a bad call, bro. He did everything in his power to just hold the dude up. Like, he's running. Y'all, he's running. He runs up to him. He don't hear the whistle. Yeah, they saying Bane pulled up, which he did. But it's bang, bang, man. He's playing football. Running to him, kind of grab him. Holds him up. Tries to, at least. He kind of fall down. That was bad. They call that on a fourth and nine. And, you know, they was able to convert that into a field goal. And the rest of history, we go to overtime. Throw an interception, then they come back, get it in on us, win 26-20. It just can't come to that. It just can't come to, shout out to the refs for the god-awful job. They said the same ref. They said the same ref from the Duke game with the laterals. It was him, and they say he was the Virginia Tech guy from last year, which, you know, I don't give a shit what nobody say. That wasn't no damn catch. But, he got to go. Bro got to go. Those were some bad calls that really affected us and the opportunity to go ahead and win that game. But I just think we got to figure out a way to get more points. And that's just the bottom line. Like, that roughing that they gave them, it don't matter as much if we up by 10. You know what I mean? Because then they fighting for their life. Three don't tie it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just got to be – we got to be in better positions. There's too much talent to be in position to be in. And it's a banged-up SMU team, too. And that's why they keep saying we're getting our coach. We're not just getting, like, top-talented. Like, where, oh, man, it's a generational guy over there. Like, Kevin Jennings ain't Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? You ain't facing like, oh my God.
And that team is trash. Listen, Louisville is heads over the heels. I mean, from the way we played, Louisville is way better than that team.
Right.
That team was trash. I mean, like I said, I was disappointed the whole game because the game was even that close. Like, it shouldn't even been that close at all. That team had nothing. Listen, Genius was basically doing what FSU, little short quarterback, started doing in the fourth quarter. Basically, let's run around and just throw the ball, the hope somebody's
talking and pray for the best. Yeah.
That's it. It wasn't like, oh, we finna, man. That's why I say no. We lost the game. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing we could say or do because SMU won. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's on
gotta
us.
Win them, man.
It's on us.
So we'll wrap up, man. Syracuse. I mean, they suck. I don't know. D-Rod got any insight on Syracuse coming up?
They'll be starting a true freshman quarterback that was.
Oh, he gonna start this week because after Saturday game, Fred is gonna play probably a running back or a wide receiver quarterback.
Yeah, so they're gonna from what I see so far, they're gonna start the lacrosse player against us because they're actually the backup to the guy who was out, Ricky Collins. He's terrible.
That's why I was saying,
that's the LSU transfer, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bro, when I say he's bro.
Hey, back.
Bro, it would have been a turnover party if he would have played. He was 85 for 156, 900 yards, 54% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Now.
Yeah, he's bad.
The guy who we're going to see was 4 of 18 for 39 yards. And 22% completion percentage. That's who we're going to see when we play. Mind you, he just played North Carolina, who's also god awful. Yeah, he's a true freshman.
Man, listen, if Miami don't score 40 points or more on this team, and don't shut this team score more than 10 points on Miami. It's an issue, man. It's an issue.
I don't think it'll happen, though. I think it'll look like the Stanford game, which was kind of good and kind of bad, right? Because, yeah, we did eventually pull off and stomp them out. But what I'd like to see is the early ass whooping. Just get this shit over with, man. Let me cruise by third quarter, halfway through the third quarter, bro. I'm supposed to be vibe. I'm supposed to be like, yeah, this trash, man. I'm looking around, too. I'm not worried about this team at all. Like, they're not going to beat us. There's no part of my brain that says Syracuse is going to. This is the worst team he's going to play.
And listen, I'm going to say this. Now, I don't care, Kane fans. Y'all get mad at me. I don't care. Fran Brown don't care about winning this game. That man care about coming down here and talking to some South Florida recruits. He don't care nothing about the damn game. He know he's going to lose. But he finna go talk to them South Florida recruits and say, hey, y'all could come play for me next year and get on the field.
Because check this out, right? I don't know if y'all, but they just flipped the Florida State safety.
Yeah, they just flipped They about to get another one. I ain't going to say much about it, but they about to get another.
But and so I'm going to tell you, if you see Calvin Russell and him at the game, we know why they're there. And it's not because
they gonna be there. He's gonna be there.
They gonna be rooting for the other side. But man, Russell look here.
Russell gonna be there in his Syracuse and Miami. It's gonna be Syracuse gear with Miami gear on it because you know he always represents Malachi Tony. That's his best friend. But yeah, they gonna be there. They be there. They all like, listen. People, man, they come to the game all the time. Don't act like just because he committed to Syracuse, he ain't gonna come to the game. He gonna come to the game like he been coming to the game. So.
And I'm going to tell you, man, and this has come from the bottom of my heart, bro. The spread is 28.5. We better cover that fucking spread.
Y'all, yeah, I'm about to say, but y'all this, was going to take not, that.
This,
man,
this is not no fucking 17 point. Yeah, we got to. No, this no. is. I want you to beat the shit out of Syracuse. I want Fran Brown to want to fade after this because you know what? After last year, all in the camera, all in the video, and Dabo and Kirby and all that. I want Mario to fucking drop his goddamn cafecito, drop his fucking nuts, and I want him to put a 50 burger on these niggas, bro.
And the thing is D-Rod, we're going to cover that, but what will it mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I confidently mean that, and I think that's why this loss hurts so much. I confidently believe we're going to beat them by the 28 and a half. I think we beat them. We beat them down. That no concern. But damn, what could have been? What could have been? You know, and then the rest of the schedule, like, it's still, you know, we still going to be favored all the way the rest of it. But what will it mean, especially, like, if we can't get a shot at the ACC, you know, title, which I don't really care about, but that helps in trying to do the playoff thing. So the end game is to get into that dance. You know what I'm saying? And now that road is going to be so much tougher when we could have been paving our own path. So, yeah, Syracuse will be a beatdown. I can't see any other way. It's just not a good team. The defense is going to rattle them. Like, we're going to have our way. Not worried about that. You know, and they still you still need to win the rest of these games because there's still things to play for as far as, you know, you want to finish strong for recruits. Because nobody out there is perfect, right? Even all these teams that these kids are considering. I mean, you got A&M, Ohio State, and who else undefeated?
Indiana. Not BYU not undefeated no more?
BYU no, took they lost to Utah, right?
Okay. So yeah,
they lost to somebody
A&M and Ohio State.
I think they just lost to Utah. I could be wrong, but I can swear they just lost to Utah because Alex Smith was the picker this week for College Game Day. And I think they was playing BYU.
Was BYU versus
Utah won. I know Utah won the game.
No. BYU won 24-20. No, BYU undefeated.
Oh, so BYU undefeated then, yeah.
BYU undefeated?
Yeah, they ain't lost.
Oh, tripping. I thought
because they beat Portland State, they beat Stanford, they beat East Carolina, they beat Colorado, they beat West Virginia, they beat Arizona in overtime, two overtime. Okay. They beat Utah and they just beat Iowa State. They were supposed to lose to Iowa State. Iowa State was the favorite, and yeah, BYU blew them out.
They're playing Cincinnati. They beat shit out of people too. 45-14, Utah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, I know Alex Smith was the picker that week. Okay, so BYU still undefeated as well. So you only got four undefeated teams left. It's going to be a little bit of a mess on who's going to be who at the end, but we shot ourselves in the foot big time by dropping this game. Still, though, go out and try to win the rest of it, man. At least make it different.
You know what? We shot ourselves in the foot, but the crazy part is if we went out, we still got a chance to make it to the ACC.
We got a chance. That's what I'm saying. Go for it.
We still can make it because the fact that Georgia Tech took an L. And I'm not shocked because I knew that they were going to take an L. And I also thought Virginia was going to take an L. If that would have happened, it really would have been chaos. But then you got to think Duke got to play Louisville. Duke got to play Virginia. All these teams, they got to play each other. And we'll play nobody. The only team that we similar have to worry about is Pitt. If we get to 9-2 and Pitt is the last game of the season, that's the Super Bowl, man. That is the – you can say, that's the Super Bowl, bro.
They're gonna lose to the UGA, and if they get stomped out, then that'll look better for us if we both sitting at the same record. So we could end up being ranked higher than them at the end. It just depends. You know what I mean? If they hold tight, then, you know, and they win all the rest of their games and they lose to Georgia, they don't get the head bust, then – okay, then they'll probably edge us out as far as ranking goes towards the end if it comes down to all of that. But nonetheless, it's still stuff to play for. You know, the saying was, see you in the playoffs, bitch. Now the saying is, we'll see you in the playoffs, bitch. Man, that's it, man. 26 degrees. We up out of here. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
26 degrees.